is 10 Radio, community radio for the 10 parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at 10radio.org.
10 Radio.
And right now on 10 Radio, it's me once again, Barry Alloway, with some more Sounds Like the 60s. Yes, hello everyone. Lovely to be back again. Last week I was enjoying the delights of Holland and all the bulb fields, and including Amsterdam. Very interesting place, but a long coach journey, I have to say. I got very numb in certain parts. Anyway, not to mention that, we're going to have a great evening, and we're going to kick off with Dave Clark, Any Way You Want It. Oh, the throbbing sound of the Dave Clark Five, of course, from 1964. And strangely enough, that was a track which was more successful in the States than it was over here. Yeah, I know, it's very unusual for that to have happened in the 60s, but certainly was with that one. It got to number 25 in our charts, but number 14 in the Billboard charts of 64. We're going on now to 1965 for a Yardbirds track. I lifted this one, actually, from an album called For Your Love. And it's called Got to Hurry.
Yeah.
What a strange ending. For once, featuring no vocals, but some great sounds there from Eric Clapton and the Yardbirds with Got to Hurry, that one, to say, from an album of 1965. Now, before I play the next track, let me just say how you can contact the programme if you're listening to the live Tuesday evening broadcast. You can contact me by email, studio@10radio.org. You can send me a text beginning with the word studio and adding your message to 07786202240. That's 07786202240. Or, of course, go to our lovely, shiny website, and there you'll find you can listen to today's programme. It'll tell you how to contact the presenter, which means that it pops up on my screen as well. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got any requests, any observations, let me know, please. We're going back now to 1961 and the B-side, actually, from Mr. Bobby V.
I punched my buddy in the nose after lunch. Now I'm in trouble, 'cause the dean saw the punch. He was telling things that were not true about her. So I let him have it in the cafeteria. Now I'm staying in, staying in, while my baby's walking home with him. They pass my window hand in hand just then. But what can I do, 'cause I'm staying in. If she just knew what that son of a gun said, I know she wouldn't be caught with him dead. She don't know what he has got up his sleeve, but she would find out if I could only leave. But I'm staying in, staying in, while my baby's walking home with him. I did it then, and I'd do it again. I love her so, but I'm staying in.
Yeah, Bobby V. And if memory serves me right, because I bought all his singles in the early days, that was The Other Side of How Many Tears. Great sound, though. Staying in. Right, we're going back to America for the next track as well, actually. Arthur Alexander had one or two hits, including this particular song. It wasn't a hit over here, but is one of those songs that was also covered by the Beatles a bit later on. That's why it might be a bit familiar to you. It's called Anna. We'll be right back.
just one more thing, girl. You give back my ring to me, and darling, you'll be free to go with him. Go with him, man. Go with him. You can go with him.
This is
you come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feels so grand now that you come back home. Well, you look so good. Oh, baby, like I know you would. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feels so grand now that you come back home.
So good, oh baby, like I know you would. Come let me hug you and come let me kiss you. Come let me see what I've been missing, cause I feel so grand now that you come back home.
Well, I feel so fine. Yes, the little girl, now you're mine. Come let me hug you, come let me kiss you. Come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so grand that you come back home. Well, I feel so fine. Yes, the little girl, now you're mine. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feel so grand.
Well, I bet that's one you haven't heard before. I must admit, it was very vaguely in the back of my mind when I first picked it up. It was Johnny Preston, actually, who had one or two hits, including Running Bear over here. Do you remember that one? Anyway, that was called Feels So Fine, and it got into the top 15 of the Billboard charts in 1960. Well, how are you all? Great to have your company. I've got lots of numbers on the screen showing that people are listening, which is fun. But don't forget, you can contact me. You can email, you can send me a text, or of course you can have a look at our lovely, glamorous website telling you how to contact the presenter. I'm still full of admiration for that. It's really is a lovely website, so do have a look at it if you haven't seen it already. Lots of pictures of your favourite presenters, and I'm afraid there's me as well, but never mind. You have to have the rough with the smooth, don't you? Right, now we're going on to a moody blues track. This is one I found on a 1969 album called On the Threshold of a Dream. The song's called Lovely to See You.
Walk along with me.
The Moody Blues and the song called Lovely to See You Again. Well, it'd be lovely to hear from you again, but I'm sure you're out there listening and I hope you're enjoying today's offerings. Quite a few different songs that I found, particularly from albums, like this next one, actually. If I say to you Dream Lover, you're going to think, oh, it's going to be Bobby Darin, but he had a hit with that in 1959, so doesn't qualify for our programme. Dead right. But in 1961, Johnny Burnett had this particular version of it on an album.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love, oh so true, and a hand that I can hold to feel you near as I grow old, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Oh, dream lover, until then I go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lovers' dreams come true, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lovers' dreams come true, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Oh, please don't make me dream alone. Oh, honey, don't make me dream alone.
That was Johnny Burnett's 1961 version of that same song, Dream Lover. We're going on to 1963 now for the next track, and a song from, again, an album. I'm quite fond of albums this week, aren't I? But this was the original album produced by The Searchers, entitled Meet The Searchers. One or two tracks on there which I perhaps haven't played before, which, or maybe you haven't heard before anyway, like this one. It's called All Right.
All right.
105.3.
Featuring Phil Spector's Wall of Sound, The Crystals and Do Run Run, and I was indeed fortunate to go and see them when they were touring over here in the UK in 1963, having just got to number 5 in our charts with that one, the Do Run Run, and it was a sensational show. They were on together with Joe Brown and the Brothers, I seem to remember, and also Manfred Mann. What a lineup, eh? Right, we're going back to 1960 now, I think it was. 1961, beg your pardon. Rubber Ball was a big hit for Bobby V, who we heard a bit earlier on, but our very own Marty Wild also shared the honours at number 9 with that selfsame song.
Don't even torture down.
And like
There we are, Marty Wilde's version of Rubber Ball. And of course, he was still having hits right the way through to 1964. Now, by 1966, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were very well established on both sides of the pond. Therefore, it was a bit surprising to me anyway to learn that one of their releases in 1966 got as far as number 9 in the charts over in the States, but barely scraped into the 50 over here. Very strange indeed. It's a great song. It's called Working My Way Back to You.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died, I let it get away every day.
Another group with a hugely distinctive sound, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I don't know how he got to some of those falsetto notes, but he was quite incredible, wasn't he? Great sound of Frankie Valli. Working My Way Back to You. Now, Buddy Holly sadly died in 1959 in that unfortunate aircraft crash, as we know, and Bobby V stepped in for him at the big show which he was about to take part in. But Buddy Holly carried on posthumously having big hits in our charts. This next one is a good example. Got into our top 40 in 1961. It's called What to Do.
What to do now that she doesn't want me? That's what haunts me. What to do? What to do to keep from feeling lonely? Want her only? What to do?
This is
the record pops and no happy times we have. Soda shop, the walks to school now make me sad. Oh, what to do? I know my heartache's showing.
still not knowing what to do. The walks to school now make me sad. Oh, to do I know my heartache's showing, still not knowing what to do.
Buddy Holly from 1961 and What to Do. Mary Wells is the next artist up. This particular song got to number 8 in the Billboard charts of 1962. It's one I must admit I didn't come across until very recently. It's called The One Who Really Loves You. From 1962. Next up is a song which was donated, if you like, by the Rolling Stones in particular, I think, to Marianne Faithfull. Do you remember Marianne Faithfull? Well, she was obviously one of the girlfriends of Mick Jagger at the time, and I believe Mick had a hand in writing this particular song. But a year later, in 66, the Stones cut their own version of As Tears Go By.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Just disappeared. I'm going to desperately try to get that one back because it's a great sound. I don't know where it went to. It's just one of those things. But I'm going to try again and hopefully it was somewhere about here. Let's try again. Nope, it's not. Oh, dear me. I thought it was going too well tonight. I'll try it once again. It was the Stones and As Tears Go By. Well, it started again, but I don't mind that, do you?
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by. Watch the children play, doing things I used to do. They think I'm new. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Well, it wasn't a hit single over here in the States, but a great sound nevertheless. It wasn't a hit single over here, but in the States it was. It got to number six in 1966, their version of As Tears Go By. Now, it's not often that you get a combination of Diana Ross, The Supremes and The Temptations all on one song, but you're going to get them on this one. Got to number three in our charts in 1969, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
A man to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. In the book, I'll try my best to get your hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. And
every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And I, every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you, look I called, I'm gonna get you.
From their 1963 album with the Beatles, It Won't Be Long. Next up, Tommy Rowe, who started life obviously with a big hit, Sheila, and followed up with the folk singer and one or two others. This one was, I think, about the fourth or fifth hit in a row. Again, very different from all the others, Everybody.
Everybody, everybody, everybody's blue when they lonesome. Everybody,
Tommy Rowe, who got that one, Everybody, to number 9 in our charts of 1963. Next up, Hello Mary Lou. Now, you all normally associate that one, of course, with Rick Nelson, who had a big hit with it in 1963. But here's a version made by Gene Pitney.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. And you, Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, I spare my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before,
what do you say?
I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Mary.
Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I love you.
And you, Mary Lou.
Oh.
We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye. Mary Lou. I love you. Oh.
Believe me, I just had no choice. While horses couldn't make me stay away, I thought about a moonlit night, my arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say.
What do you say?
Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I love you.
I knew Mary Lou.
Different version, that one, wasn't it? It's Gene Pitney's version of Hello, Mary Lou. I suppose, in fairness, we ought to play something by Ricky Nelson now. And funny enough, I've got one lined up right here, one of his big hits. Listen out for James Burton and his excellent guitar solo.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can. I hope. That you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near, to never leave me all alone. I need your love, so darling, please be fair. Let me know where I stand, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up to you. You know it's not for me to say. You love me too. Oh, but I hope you feel that way. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. it's up to you, darling, it's up to you, baby, it's up to you, darling, it's up.
I just love that guitar backing from James Burton in the background. They're fantastic. It's Up to You from Rick Nelson. I think I've got time to squeeze this next one in. A big hit from 1968. Got to number 4 in the Billboard charts for Dion.
He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's I just look around, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday.
Poignant song, that one, isn't it? Abraham, Martin and John, a big hit for Dion in 1968. Well, that about wraps it up. I do hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll be with me on Friday for the breakfast show. I'm looking forward to that one, getting back with Robin. It's always good fun. Back with the 60s again next Tuesday. I do hope that you'll join me then. I'm going to leave you with The Ventures and their version of Raunchy. So it's Barry saying bye for now. Take care of yourselves and see you soon.